A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin, Daf Kuf Yutes, Chulin, 119b, pagination is 238. We'll start from the word gufa, which can be found about six lines up from the wide. Gufa, we learned. Shnei atzamos, if you have two bones, and our focus is going to be on the bones, but the bones themselves are not going to be tuma. Va'alehen shnei chatzai zesim. And on each one of these bones is half an olive's worth, size-wise, volume-wise, of meat. And we're wondering if the tuma is going to affect. V'hichnis rosheihen. And the person brought their heads, meaning the bone side of this that has half the requisite amount on each of these two. Ve'echnes rasheim shenayim levayis. He brought both of them, but only the bone part, under the covering that is the roof of the house. And now the house is over the bone. And we want to know if the bone is considered the same entity as the flesh, in which case it's as if the flesh is inside the house and you have two halves and they join together and they cause tuma under this covering. So the statement is that habayis mayel aleihem habayis tumei. It does produce tuma, but that's because it's a bone. Yehuda ben Nekusa Omer, Yehuda ben Nekusa said, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Heyach shnei atzamos mitzar from the kazayis, how can you have two bones joining in order to produce half a kazayis plus half a kazayis equals a full kazayis? That doesn't work. So there's a dissenting opinion. But the concept that's being presented over here is that when it comes to a bone, the bone is extending. It's a part of the entire unit. It's a yad, it's a handle for the flesh. And therefore, if the bone, the yad, is under the covering, then it's as if both of them are under the covering and they join. That's kind of an introduction to the actual piece that I want to focus on. Amar Rish Lakish, the Gemara continues, Rish Lakish said, Lo shanu, we did not learn this concept that the bone can be the conduit, and it's as if the flesh is there, and it adds up, and you have your kezayis, according to the first opinion. Ela etzem, unless it's a bone, to have a yad, because that's a yad. It's a handle to the flesh. You can pick up the flesh using the bone. Avol nima, but if it's a hair that's coming out of the flesh, lo havi yad, that's not a handle. You can't pick up the flesh using the hair. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu nima nami havi yad, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that even the hair can also be a yad. Perhaps the concept is that in a light enough piece of meat, the hair could delicately be used to move the meat. Eis v'Rab Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Rab Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, or sheyesh alav kezayis basar, a piece of hide that has on it a kezayis of meat. Hanagia betziv ayotze mimenu, if a person touches a sliver that's coming out of it, uvesayro shekinegdo tamei, and in the hair that's coming out of it, that's tamei. My lav mishum yad, I would assume that it's because of yad. And Reish Lakish said that a hair is not a yad. And the Gemara answers, lo mishum shomer. Actually, that hair that's coming out of the meat is a shomer. It's a guard for the meat. It's not a yad. You can't move the meat using it. It's a shomer. Asks the Gemara, and this is where it gets sophisticated. Umiika shomer al gabe shomer. Could you have a guard on top of a guard? The meat is covered by skin, hide. From the hide comes the hair. Rish Lakish is responding that the hair has the status of a shomer. But what's it's a shomer too? It's a shomer to the hide, which is a shomer to the meat. And the Gemara objects, you can't have a shomer on a shomer and still call it relevant. And the Gemara answers, no, that's not how it works. The hair goes through the hide and touches the meat. And therefore, the hair is a shomer to the meat. Maskif lo Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked, Elamayato, if that's true, tefillin echi kasevinon, how do you ever write tefillin if there are microscopic holes in the hide? Because the hair is not attached to the hide. It goes through the hide and touches the meat, the flesh that's underneath the hide. So how could you possibly use the hide to write tefillin? The hide is made into parchment, and we write tefillin on the parchment. And what you're telling me is that there are microscopic holes throughout the parchment because of the hair that goes through them. Haba'inan ksivatamo, you need complete writing, proper writing, veleka, and you don't because there are these gaps. And the Gemara says that the calculation all works, but you're missing a point. Ishtamitse, he forgot, hada amri b'ma'arava, this that was taught, forgot, or it was omitted to him, but there's a ruling that's critical over here, called nekev shadyo, over alav eno nekev. Any hole, even if it's visible, but the ink will seal it up, the ink will go over it, and it won't leave a gap, that's not considered a hole. So Rish Lakish says that there are holes through the parchment, but they're very small. What was the origin of our discussion that there should be holes? The hair, which Rish Lakish holds, is not able to be a yad under normal circumstances, but if it goes through, it's a shomer. A shomer to the flesh, which it does come in contact with, which means it's going through the hide. But that should not concern you regarding the fact that the hide will be made into parchment because the holes are so small that the ink is able to still be used to form proper letters. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.